Well, hey there, and welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. Hey, my name is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. Now, if you're a regular around these, thanks so much for coming back and making these part of your rhythm. If you find these helpful, we'd be honored if you'd share them with your family and friends on social media, email, however you want to do that. And the simplest way to do that is just to give them the web address that is just weekdaypodcast.com, just weekdaypodcast.com. If you're new to these, we just spend a few minutes every weekday as a way and a source of encouragement. And today I want to talk about something that I think a lot of us struggle with, and it's this idea of worry. Worry is something that a lot of people come by honestly because they have family members that they grew up around that worry all the time. That's the way I am. My grandmother is a championship worrier. She is always worrying about something. And if there's nothing to worry about, well, quite frankly, she'll make something up. She is always worried about something. Now, at first, when you hear the title, The Danger of Worry, you might think, well, why is that so dangerous? Well, let me give you a definition, just a working definition of worry. Worry is anytime we try to meet our needs, ourselves, without the help of God. That's a great definition of worry. Worry is anytime I try to meet my needs, myself, without the help of God. There's a lot of examples of this in Scripture, but one of my favorites is found in Mark chapter 8. This is an amazing passage of Scripture where Jesus has literally just gotten finished feeding thousands of people with just a few loaves of bread. And the story in Mark chapter 8, the disciples become servers where Jesus breaks bread, tears bread, and it multiplies. And every time it multiplies, they pass it out. And when they got finished passing it out, they had huge baskets full of leftovers. They had just seen Jesus perform an unbelievable miracle. And what's crazy about it is this isn't the first time they saw it. In fact, they had previously seen Jesus perform a similar miracle. They had seen Jesus take what little they had and he multiplied it, and he went above and beyond what they even needed. They had more than enough. Well, here's what happens. In Mark chapter 8, the disciples get into a boat with Jesus. They're traveling across the sea. They're on their way to their next stop. And here's what it says in Mark 8, verse 14. And they had forgotten to take bread with them. Now let that sink in for a second. Two times now, they have seen Jesus take little and multiply it and have baskets full of leftover, seven baskets full of leftover bread. And now they get into a boat and they forgot to bring bread with them. And so they begin to worry. They begin to panic. They begin to point fingers at one another. I thought you had the bread. I thought you had the bread. I thought you were going to bring it. They had this full-on meltdown. And so Jesus stops them in the middle of it. And Jesus says this, "Watch out. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." And listen to what it says in verse 16. And they began to discuss with one another the fact that they had no bread. See, here's the danger. The danger is Jesus warns them. The danger is Jesus says, watch out, watch out, watch out. Beware the leaven of the Pharisees. You may be asking, well, what's that about? Well, oftentimes in Scripture, the word leaven refers to poison or contamination. And so Jesus is saying to them, hey, watch out that you don't become poisoned like the Pharisees. Watch out that you don't become corrupt like the Pharisees. If you know anything about the Pharisees, they were good people, but they didn't have a relationship with God. They were good. They had all these moral codes that they tried to keep. They looked good on the outside, but on the inside, well, they were a million miles away from God. So Jesus in the boat with the disciples says, gentlemen, I know that you forgot bread. I know that you're worried. I know that you think this isn't going to work out well, but in the middle of your panic, don't forget your relationship. See, that's the danger of worry, is anytime we get so focused on what is missing in our life, that thing grows and grows and grows in importance in our mind, and before we know it, that's the only thing we focus on. That's the only thing we think about. That's the only thing that we care about. And if we're not careful, that worry gets so big that God seems small in our life. That worry seems so huge that we forget the one thing that really matters, our relationship with Jesus. And one of the things that I find somewhat comical but sad at the same time is they're in the boat talking about not having bread, but they are literally in the boat with the bread of life himself. So today, if you've got an unmet need, if you've got something that you're worried about, instead of trying to meet that need yourself in your own way without God's help, would you place it in the boat with Jesus today? Would you recognize that Jesus is the bread of life? He is not just your Savior. He is also your sustainer. He cares about you. I'll be praying for you as you do that today. That's a reminder we all need, I need, that we need to place our needs in the boat with Jesus. Man, I hope you have a great day today. If there's anything we can be praying for you about, just drop us an email, prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Again, that's just prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, and we'd be honored to partner with you in prayer. Have a great day.